As students in Uvalde went back to school Tuesday, they were greeted with smiles and hugs and a lot of security. It's a far cry from where they were 3 months ago after one of the worst school shootings in U.S. history. Now, 2.5-meter unclimbable fences have been put up around many of the schools here, and police presence has been more noticeable. But not all the children in this small community are comfortable going back to campus learning.
So I don't feel safe at school.
Zayon doesn't want to see the inside of a school just yet. He says he doesn't feel safe. He was in class at Robb Elementary School when the shooting happened.
My teacher opened the door, and there's like 8 kids and 2 teachers ran into my classroom.
And then what happened? Did they close the door?
Yeah, my teacher closed the door and then she locked it. Then she covered the window with like papers.
Zayon tells us he still has nightmares. His parents say he sometimes sleeps in their bed. And now he'll be homeschooled for as long as it takes him to feel comfortable in a classroom again.
They're disappointed. They're scared. They don't have no intentions of going back right now. They don't feel like the police officers are going to protect them.
While Robb Elementary School awaits demolition, its former students are being hosted by other schools in Uvalde. 33 Texas officers will be tasked with monitoring the schools around the district. Some parents are worried that some of the officers responsible for their children's safety now are the same officers who they say didn't do their jobs right during the shooting. Angela Viesquez is with Fierce Madres, a group of Hispanic women advocating for gun control and accountability.
They just knew that the first day was coming, and they still didn't do anything to rush to get everything in place. So it's almost a joke.
Uvalde residents we spoke to seem divided over who's at fault, but Viesquez is firm in her opinion.
Fierce Madres fully puts it on the establishment, the culture, like it was a hiring failure to me. Like, the culture here is the good old boys.
As students head back to campuses, their resilience is clear to see. They seem happy to see their classmates and keen to start fresh. And while children show us how strong they can be, the adults are determined to keep up the fight and keep a close eye on what's being done about their safety. Renee O'Day, Al Jazeera, Uvalde, Texas.